Aloha and welcome to Kapiko Podcast. It's another episode away from Oahu. We're here today at Kealakehe Intermediate on the slopes of Hualalai in Kona. And I'm your host, Kyle Galdera from Kamehameha Schools Communications, joined today by Kumu Matthew Williams. He's a technology and digital media Kumu at Kealakehe Intermediate. Mahalo, Matthew, for joining us today.
Mahalo, thank you for having me. Excited.
Yeah, and one of the cool things we like to do with this podcast is really kind of step out of the traditional four-wall teaching experience. So tell our listeners a little bit about what you're doing to really expand the way that you teach and the way that students learn.
Sure. So I teach digital media, like Kyle was telling, and technology, and I teach middle school. And so I think adolescents are at that age where they're quirky, they can't sit still. They learn very differently, obviously, in the 21st century. And so I've had to be very, like, proactive in stepping into their world and understanding who they are as learners, understanding that how they take in information is very different. And so some of those ways, obviously, is through technology and media. And media especially, I think, if we understand that students spend so much of their time on social media, looking at Netflix, we could look at that as like being negative, or we could look at that and say, ask ourselves, wait, if that's what engages them, how can I teach them in that way? Because that's the form that they understand and that engages them. And so what I've really tried to do is really be intentional about building in a lot of the soft skills through some of these forms, whether it is creating a podcast. My students have been able to do that through like apps like Anchor, doing web design through simple tools like Google Sites, and then just doing video work, photography work. And then coming down, I think it's all based in this idea of like, what's going to be your brand? How are people going to understand who you are? Are you going to create a positive brand or a brand that like turns people off? Because middle school kids, they want to fit in. They know what cool shoes, they know, you know, what's the coolest bags, they know what the hip shows are. And so when I feel like when I speak to them in this idea of like, you're creating your brand both online and offline, they instantly like understand like, whoa, I want to have a brand that truly matters and truly stands the test of time. Because as professionals as adults, we're all looking to like create that brand that really does impact and change the world.
Okay. And you're actually the reigning or current 2019 Hawaii State Teacher of the Year. So congratulations on that honor.
Thank you so much.
And what do you think led to your being selected for that honor? Was it the, because the way I look at, I watch you teach some of the kids on a few different occasions, and it seems like you have a really great proactive approach to the way, like you said, you really have to relate to the students. You're not following a 20, 30, 40-year-old model. You're really adapting as you go. Is that something that led to your being recognized, you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think when I first started teaching, so I've been teaching about 7 years, and I remember another Kumu, Wali Lau, here, he instilled this mindset of, like, seek to understand. And I think we have to realize that in today's day and age, like, learning doesn't just come from me. It comes from other people. It comes from experiences and beautifully, it comes from place. And so when doing all of these different types of things and these opportunities, understanding that I try to bring in as many types of resources, whether it's people, whether it's place, experiences, and just really enriching the students' lives that I teach, and really taking time to really understand who they are, and realizing that I cannot do it alone, but I have to do it with other people. And so here at Kealakehe Intermediate, our vision is relationships are the heart of all learning. And it starts with first understanding who my audience is, and that's my students, and understanding that they all come from very diverse backgrounds, and some are privileged to have certain things and others are not. But realizing that through education, it really levels the playing field, and basing it all on this idea of like excellence. How do we do our very best regardless of circumstance, understanding that circumstance does definitely plays into it, but what are we going to do and what are our strengths and talents, right? And how do we elevate those strengths and talents, is not necessarily focusing on our weaknesses, but have more an asset-based mindset. And so I think all that, you put that together, and I think I was blessed and humbled to have the award. And again, it all comes down to my students. I mean, I tell the kids all the time, without you guys, there's no award. So definitely their hard work. And then community members, Kamehameha Schools, man, like from when I first started teaching, they've been supporting me, mentoring me, understanding how do we specifically to place, how do we truly incorporate culturally based education and like INA education mm-hmm. into learning. And it's not about content, right? We all live in the same world, so like how do we get outside, experience it?
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a nice transition to one of the reasons we're kind of collaborating, because Kealakehe and Kamehameha Schools have partnered on a, we like to call it a virtual huaka'i, or mm-hmm. VFT, virtual field trip to Makalavena, which is a, for those that haven't been there, is a very remote beach on the Kona coast that you basically have to hike through lava rock to get to. But once you do get there, it's one of the more beautiful beaches you'll probably find in all of Hawaii. So tell our listeners a little bit about what your students did to engage in that virtual huaka'i, and how they're implementing that experience and some of the technology into their projects today.
Yeah, it was an awesome project. You know, we were approached by you guys to just like basically pilot, you know, and how can we give access to a remote place that's so beautiful, that holds so much stories and experiences and lessons, and not let the barrier of like, oh, I can't get down there. And so the 360, you guys worked so well with like just designing it. And so had the kids, you know, jump on computers, and they got to like, you know, 360 is real interactive. So you can spin around, you can like click, and you hear videos. And like, it was just so cool, especially for, I think students who live here, who, you know, their generations can be traced back here, and they just like didn't know certain things, right? Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we take for granted places that are in our backyard, and it was just so refreshing, and just like gave me a deeper motivation to really ensure that all kids, whether they get to experience it physically, obviously that's the best, but even if they can't, like even through a screen, a computer screen, they were still able to like get a sense of like what, how significant Makalavena was. And so oops, school bell.
That's all right, we'll keep going.
Yeah. And so one of the things is I always teach my students is important to always be a lifelong learner. I mean, when you look at innovation, when people innovate, it's not about, oh, I created this, and so that's enough. Like when you look at the hydro flask, like, right, someone looked at that and said, hey, we need a bottle that doesn't sweat, that holds cold water. And so they constantly innovated. And so when the kids experience Makalavena, I challenged them to say, okay, like we learned a lot, but learning should never stop. So what interested you? What did it make you think? What questions did you have? What other needs could be addressed? And so the kids took their experience at Makalavena through this 360 video, and then they went in all different kinds of ways to design something tied to Mo'olelo mm-hmm. using digital media. So some created videos, they got interviews of like their kopuna, and others did like another 360 video of like their school, which was really cool for other students to like interact with and do things like that.
Okay. And as we wrap up Kopiko Podcast today, tell our listeners, just especially those that may not be physically in Hawaii, mm-hmm. how they can take these concepts and implement them, whether it, even if they're not teaching video, teaching English, math, what have you, how do they take your concept and bring that to life in their setting? Or even not only education, but leadership development, collaborations, anything.
Yeah. You know, I think regardless of where you are, it's so important to be present. Like, just stop and just have an open ear, like, observe. Like, what are the strengths of my community? What is it that we walk by, we drive by, that we just don't pay attention to? And, right, always have that inquiry-based mindset, right, and push questions. I think questions are, like, the where you move from just, like, static learning to dynamic learning. And when you really ask thoughtful questions and you have that open mindset to just learn and listen, you'd be really surprised as to like where learning can take you, and innovation, and just like really engage all students.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Matthew Williams, for joining us today here at Kealakehe Intermediate School. And stay tuned to Kapiko Podcast for more of these conversations. You can catch us at the Imua Newsroom, ksbe.edu/imua, and also on Spotify and Stitcher. So for today, I'm Kyle. For Matthew, take care and aloha.